The Lord of the Rings, Fate of the Fellowship Guide, How to Play, Win Together and Start Confidently. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Fate of the Fellowship is a complete cooperative board game for 1 to 5 players. Start with the base box and introductory setup. In multiplayer, use 4 actions with one character and one with the other, then draw player cards and resolve the shadow. Complete the objectives, preserve hope, and prepare Frodo's final Mount Doom search. Choose it for coordinated planning and repeatable tension, not for a quick filler or collectible deck building. Middle-earth has a military problem. Your much smaller problem is getting Frodo to the end of his journey with enough hope left to finish it. Those are related jobs, but they are not the same job. Confusing them is how a beautifully defended map becomes a losing game. This guide starts with whether the game belongs on your table, teaches the essential procedures, and then shows how they combine into useful decisions. Rules, strategic judgment, and product compatibility are labeled separately. Read the first game route now. Return to the reference sections when a particular card raises an eyebrow. Is Fate of the Fellowship fun, and is it right for your group? Choose it for a tense, shared planning puzzle in which a tiny expedition matters more than the biggest army. One player can reinforce a haven while another escorts Frodo through danger, and a third sets up an objective. The pleasure is seeing those modest actions meet at the right moment. A heroic battle can be useful. A modest journey with the right companion can be decisive. The cost of that richness is administration. You read routes, manage 2 characters, watch 2 decks, and resolve dice. This is not a quick filler with familiar faces on the box. The publisher lists 1 to 5 players, ages 14 plus, and 60 to 150 minutes. A first teach deserves additional breathing room. My suggested first table is 2 or 3 willing planners, not 5 distracted people waiting for dinner. Excellent fit. Cooperative planning, Tolkien's world, adjustable difficulty, repeatable scenarios and decisions with consequences. Think twice. You dislike dice, shared decision-making, long turns of discussion, or managing an enemy system. For beginners, approachable with a patient teacher, but more involved than a basic introduction to Pandemic. For experienced players, the interesting problem is which threats to tolerate while completing the actual mission. Its 2026 American Tabletop Award in Strategy Games is a meaningful external recommendation, not proof that every household will enjoy it. This is a research-led editorial guide. Our virtual curators are not claiming physical playtests. Kenji says, you are not trying to win the map. You are trying to keep a very small traveler from paying for everyone else's mistakes. What you buy, what is included, and which Middle-earth game this is the base box is the complete starting purchase. It includes the map, characters, enemy system, dice, tokens, objectives, and a cardboard Barad-dûr dice tower. You do not need a deck of collectible cards, a paid app, or a second starter box. The publisher advertises 13 characters, 24 objectives, and 14 events. Those are sources of replay variation, not a promise that every possible combination is equally suitable for a first game. Read the subtitle before buying Fate of the Fellowship. This shared map Pandemic system game, published by Z-Man Games. The Fellowship of the Ring, a separate cooperative trick-taking game. Cards and expansions are not interchangeable. The Lord of the Rings, the card game, a different deck construction game and product ecosystem. Journeys in Middle-earth, another game with its own app, scenarios and fitted accessories. Magic's Middle-earth sets, magic products, not additions to this box. If a listing says insert, organizer, sleeve kit, or compatible with, assume it is equipment until the description establishes otherwise. An attractive photograph of a field organizer does not mean it includes the game. For other compact Tolkien card games, use our trick-taking guide. The objective: finish the mission before hope reaches zero. The team wins by completing its other objectives and then having Frodo destroy the One Ring at Mount Doom. The team loses immediately if hope reaches zero. Battles, travel, and resource preparation are means to that end. There is no separate military victory prize for tidying every red troop off the board. Hope can fall during searches, when a haven falls, when skies darken finds the eye already watching Frodo, and when the game asks for player cards or shadow troops that have run out. An empty supply is therefore dangerous, but not automatically a separate loss condition. Lose one hope for each missing player card draw or shadow troop. Capturing a shadow stronghold restores two hope. Some objectives and effects also restore it. The first strategic question asks, what could cost us hope before our next useful turn? A haven with shadow troops and no friendly troops falls and costs three hope. That may be more urgent than a distant army that looks alarming but cannot yet hurt you. Then ask which objective can move forward while you prevent that loss. Pure firefighting buys time. Without objective progress, it merely buys an expensive funeral. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook pp. 2.19, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Set up your first game without accidentally choosing hard mode. Use the printed first game setup and introductory difficulty. Set the hope and threat markers on their marked starting spaces, place the fixed troops and enemies exactly as shown, and use the setup draws to introduce the variable shadow troops. Do not replace the printed map setup with a cinematic arrangement of your own. Sauron already has a very adequate planning department. For the introductory game, use four Skies Darken cards and four objectives, including destroy the One Ring. Follow the rulebook's initial objective selection and character pairs. At two players, that pairs Frodo and Sam with Legolas for one player and Merry and Pippin with Eowyn for the other. Each named pair printed on one card is one character, not two separate activations. Separate the decks. Region, event, and selected Skies Darken cards form the player deck. Shadow cards form their own deck. Use the player count setup. Event selection and opening hand size change. At two players, use six events and deal four player cards to each player before inserting Skies Darken into the prescribed piles. Do not shuffle all included Skies Darken cards into play. Difficulty specifies how many to use. Read every selected objective's setup instruction. It may change what begins on the map or in the supply. Lay out the four symbol types. Match their shapes and names before play, not only their colors. Keep both player references visible. One person can read shadow resolution aloud while the active player moves the pieces. The opening teach only needs the goal, the 4+1 turn, travel, prepare, and one search. Add battle detail when a battle is imminent. Nobody needs a lecture on all 13 character abilities before taking one step. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook pp. 4-8, 21, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Yumi says, we can learn the journey in chapters. Nobody needs to pass an Elvish entrance exam before taking a turn. How a turn works. Four actions, one action, then the shadow in multiplayer. Take four actions with one of your characters and one with the other. You may take the single action before or after the four-action block. You may not put it in the middle. You can choose which character gets which block each turn. The solo game is different. Then draw two player cards together. Resolve each Skies Darken completely before handling the other drawn cards or enforcing the hand limit. Finally, draw and resolve the number of shadow cards shown by the current threat rate. Your hand limit is 7 cards at all times, subject to the specified Skies Darken resolution timing. Keep cards face up, secrecy is not part of this cooperative puzzle. A small sequencing example: suppose your supporting character needs to join Frodo before a useful journey. Taking that character's single action first might establish the meeting. Frodo can then use the four-action block. Alternatively, the main character might prepare resources before the other character performs its one important action. The arrangement matters. The total of five is not five freely interchangeable actions. On your first turns, place four ordinary counters beside the active character as a reminder and remove one per action, keeping the bonus action separate. This is an optional memory aid, not additional game equipment you need to purchase. Rules: Z-Man Games Rulebook pp. 10-15, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Travel, escorts, and the difference between a location and a region. A travel action moves the acting character to a connected location. Normal paths, special paths, and battle lines can connect locations. Characters may travel along battle lines in either direction. Special paths have their own symbol costs. A location is one named stop. A region is the larger area around several stops. That distinction controls searches. A traveling character can bring friendly troops and other characters from the starting location with the relevant player's consent. Troops do not wander around on their own. Shared journeys are an important way to save actions, but check who is present before moving everyone. You cannot pick up a companion from the next village by narrating enthusiastically. Frodo pays for the danger even when somebody else gives him a lift whenever Frodo travels or is taken along. The current player must spend one stealth or roll a search at Frodo's destination. This is additional to a special path's cost. Count one search die for each Nazgul in the region and each shadow troop in the location, capped at 7. No threats means no dice for an ordinary search. Example: 2 Nazgul in the destination region and 1 shadow troop at the destination location mean 3 search dice. A shadow troop somewhere else in that region does not add a die. Saving one stealth for this journey avoids the search. Spending it earlier on a harmless route may leave you paying with hope later. Rules: Z-Man Games Rulebook pp. 10-11, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Robert says, a shared journey is teamwork. Moving everybody because their pieces were conveniently nearby is a rules question. Searches, resistance, and the ring. How to manage risk: search results can leave you unharmed, cost hope, or recall a Nazgul to Mordor. Weary loses one hope. Exposed loses one hope, except when Frodo is at a haven, where that result is ignored. Recall returns a Nazgul from Frodo's region to Mordor unless Frodo is already in Mordor. Read the actual symbols on the reference card until their shapes are familiar. Characters present at the search may spend resistance to reroll dice, one resistance per die. You may reroll a die again by spending again. Frodo and Sam also have their printed special abilities. Sam's aid spends one friendship for each weary or exposed result you ignore. That can make a symbol you thought was only for mustering valuable at the finish. Putting on the ring is a trade, not invisibility with no invoice before a search. Frodo can use the printed ring ability to ignore local shadow troops for that search. It costs one hope and shifts the eye to Frodo's region. It does not erase the Nazgul there. Compare the certain cost, the dice avoided, and the danger of the eye's new position. Never spend your last hope expecting to rescue the situation after the roll. There is no honest universal instruction to reroll every bad die. At high hope, a small loss may be tolerable. Close to defeat, a reroll or an eligible ability may be essential. Preserve resources for the actual risk ahead, not for an imaginary perfect final turn. Rules: Z-Man Games Rulebook pp. 11, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Cards, tokens, and fellowship. make your hand work harder. Region cards carry a symbol you can spend. The printed region is not a universal requirement that every card be spent there. Geography matters when an action or ability explicitly says it matters, especially fellowship and the solo version of prepare. Friendship commonly pays to muster a friendly troop. It also has character-specific uses such as Sam's aid. Valor can remove shadow troops after a battle roll. Capture costs 3 valor. Stealth can avoid Frodo's travel search and pay relevant route or card costs. Resistance can reroll search or battle dice and pays the 5 symbol cost for Frodo's final attempt. Prepare at a haven converts a discarded region card into its matching symbol token if one is available. Tokens do not count toward the 7-card hand. This is a way to store a useful resource, not generate one for free. In normal multiplayer, the card need not match the haven's region. Solo adds that restriction. Fellowship lets co-located characters belonging to different players give or take a region card that matches their current region, with agreement. Tokens cannot be handed over through fellowship. Before converting a card into a token, ask whether another player needs the transferable card. Tidying your hand can accidentally lock the right resource with the wrong owner. A useful first combination. Elrond's support and Sam's aid Frodo and Sam's card gives you an unusually clear resource lesson. Once per turn, when Frodo uses Prepare at a Haven with a card matching that region, Elrond's support also grants 1 available friendship token. Sam's aid can later spend friendship to ignore weary or exposed search results, 1 friendship per result. A quiet preparation turn can therefore protect a dangerous journey. The region match belongs to this ability. Do not accidentally impose it on every multiplayer prepare action. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 9, 12, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Margot says, preparing is excellent housekeeping until you put the one thing your neighbor needs into a cupboard they cannot open. Muster, attack, and capture. 3 different decisions. Muster spends 1 friendship at a suitable faction-marked location to add 1 troop of that location's faction. Your character does not need to belong to that people. Eowyn can recruit elven help in Lorien. You cannot muster at white or red locations, and you cannot take a troop from an empty supply. Attack requires your character, friendly troops, and shadow troops in the same location. First, move the eye to the attack's region. Then, choose the number of battle dice from 1 up to the number of friendly troops with a maximum of 3. More dice can remove more enemies but can also expose your army to more losses. Enemy battles count the other side when shadow movement or reinforcement causes a battle. Roll for the number of shadow troops, capped at 3. Those battles do not move the eye. Confusing the 2 procedures changes the difficulty substantially. Route, remove 1 shadow troop. Exchange, remove 1 troop from each side. Overrun, remove 1 friendly troop. Ignore this result at a haven. Nazgul result, remove 2 friendly troops if a Nazgul is in the region, otherwise it does nothing. Characters present may use resistance for rerolls and valor to remove shadow troops after the roll. A battle does not necessarily continue until one side is wiped out. Resolve the procedure. Survivors can coexist. Capture is a separate action at a shadow stronghold with your character, at least 1 friendly troop and no shadow troops. Spend 3 valor, convert it into a haven, move the eye to its region and regain 2 hope. That is why merely removing the last enemy does not automatically complete the whole job. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 13-15, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. The Shadow Deck. Stop resolving the wrong half of the card. Draw a shadow card into the resolve area, then look at the newly exposed back on top of the remaining deck. A red flag selects the drawn card's top, advance half. a black banner selects its bottom, reinforced half. This is not an instruction to look at the back that was visible before you drew. Advance, move the shadow troops along the named battle line one connection forward. Work from the front of the line toward the rear so a moved troop is not moved again. Troops at the final location stay there. Resolve the ensuing battles in the specified order. Enemy troops can advance even if they were sharing their old location with friendly troops. Reinforce, add a shadow troop at the named location, resolve a battle if needed, and follow the printed order. Capturing Moria, Isengard, Dol Guldur or Umbar stops the normal reinforcement there. It does not erase the shadow card's other order. Keep reading after the part that gave you good news. Eye orders can move the eye to Frodo or force a search if it is already there. Nazgul orders can move riders toward Frodo or deploy them toward the eye, using their own tie and supply rules. Drums of War and Wheels of Saruman are special cards. Follow their text rather than forcing them into the normal two-half procedure. Discard the resolved shadow cards after the phase. Watching the discard pile helps you assess what might return after the next reshuffle, but it does not reveal the next random draw. Good forecasting is not clairvoyance. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 16-19, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Skies Darken. Resolve all four steps before carrying on draw the two-player cards together. If either is Skies Darken, resolve it before handling the other cards or enforcing the hand limit. Increase threat. Check whether the eye is already in Frodo's region. Add the indicated three shadow troops, then shuffle the shadow discard pile and place it on top of the shadow deck. If the eye was already with Frodo, lose two hope. Otherwise, move it there. Resolve any required battle when those troops arrive. If the supply cannot provide a troop, lose one hope for each missing troop. Do not take it from somewhere else on the board to make the component count look tidy. If both drawn cards are Skies Darken, resolve each completely. They are not normal cards you keep, and you do not draw replacements. The intensified shadow deck is the tactical warning. Recently seen trouble can return quickly. An unattended haven that survived once is not necessarily safe for the next round. A useful habit: one player reads the four steps aloud, another moves the markers. Afterwards, say the new threat rate out loud. Forgetting that rate makes a losing position feel inexplicably easy, which is a rather hollow sort of courage. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 15, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Kenji says, the forecast is not merely bad, it has become administratively bad. Read the card from the top. A strategy that wins together. Danger, objective, handoff, there is no personal score to maximize here. Being the player who removes the most troops is not the victory condition. I would organize each conversation around three questions. Danger. What could lose us hope before help arrives? Objective. What concrete condition can this turn complete or prepare? Handoff. What location, companion, or resource should the next player inherit? Combine jobs on the same journey, a travel action that moves a character, escorts Frodo, and transports useful troops can be more efficient than three separate plans. An attack away from Frodo can both deal with enemies and distract the eye. A capture can restore hope and turn a dangerous stronghold into a place to prepare. These are opportunities, not automatic instructions. Each costs actions, resources, and positioning. Choose the loss you can survive. You cannot reliably maintain a pristine board. Compare a preventable haven loss with a distant troop accumulation. Compare one safe objective action with another round of speculative fighting. If a haven is doomed, spending the entire team to delay its loss might be worse than completing an objective and preparing the final journey. Do the hope arithmetic before calling either choice heroic. Plan around your actual characters, read the two abilities in front of you, and look for one useful combination. Resist ranking a character by combat alone. Movement, resource handling, search mitigation, and objective positioning all matter. The strongest looking character does little while stranded two turns from the relevant problem. These are Puzzlewick strategic recommendations derived from the rules, not a claimed tournament metagame. The productive competition is your team against the chosen difficulty, not a veteran against the newest person at the table. Yumi says, ask the newcomer what they want their turn to accomplish before you explain how you would play it. Fellowship is a verb at this table. The final Mount Doom attempt, budget more than the entry fee after every other objective is complete, Frodo can spend 5 resistance at Mount Doom to attempt to destroy the ring. That payment gets you the attempt. It does not automatically win the game. Make the final search with the normal local threats, plus 1 die for each missing hope, still capped at 7 dice total. If at least 1 hope remains after the roll, you win. At 3 hope, 5 hope is missing, so add 5 dice before applying the cap. Merely clearing enemies does not remove that missing hope penalty. Worked example: suppose Frodo reaches Mount Doom with 6 hope, 2 Nazgul in the region, and 1 shadow troop in the location. 2 missing hope plus those 3 threats means 5 search dice before abilities alter anything. Frodo needs the 5 resistance to pay for the attempt. Any resistance you want for rerolls must be available in addition to the payment, from the appropriate characters under the rules. Bring relevant companions and reserve eligible abilities. Sam's aid and extra resistance can be more useful than 1 last unnecessary attack elsewhere. Conversely, waiting for a theoretically perfect finish can give the shadow another damaging round. Compare the risk of trying now with the risk of waiting, not with an imaginary risk-free option. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 11-12, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Margot says, 5 resistance buys the attempt. It does not buy a receipt saying the universe owes you a happy ending. Solo play is a designed mode. Not simply 2-handed multiplayer official solo play uses Frodo and Sam and 4 supporting characters, with 1 shared hand and symbol supply. The solo token selects which supporting character takes the 4 action block. Frodo takes the single action either before or after it. Move the token through the supporting characters in the printed left-to-right sequence. Frodo never takes the 4 action block in this mode. Efficient transport by supporting characters is therefore important. Taking Frodo along still triggers his travel rule. Being a passenger does not make the danger free. There is no fellowship action, since there is only 1 player hand. Prepare also changes. Your character must be at a haven in the region named on the discarded region card. Do not bring multiplayer's more permissive prepare rule into solo accidentally. I recommend starting with the printed suggested solo group and difficulty. Use the token physically, keep each supporting character's card aligned with its figure, and plan 1 full support cycle rather than treating each turn as a fresh surprise. Solo rewards a calm overview, but 5 characters means there is still substantial information to hold. Rules, Z-Man Games Rulebook, pp. 22, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Teach it without taking over, a 3-game path before starting, say, we win together. Tell us your idea first. We will help with the rules and consequences. A cooperative game can become 1 experienced player operating several human card holders. Avoid that by letting the active player make the decision, inviting rather than imposing advice, and treating a mistake as information for the next attempt. Game 1, use introductory setup and learn the whole sequence. If a major rule error appears, correct it clearly rather than quietly compensating somewhere else. Game 2, Keep a familiar setup and improve shared journeys, handoffs, and objective timing. A repeat is useful practice, not wasted variety. Game 3. Change one difficulty or scenario choice. Notice what that change asks the team to do differently. The printed difficulty table progresses from introductory, with 4 skies darken and 4 objectives, to standard at 5 and 4, heroic at 5 and 5, epic at 6 and 5, and legendary at 6 and 6. Objective counts include the ring. Do not add every extra complication at once merely because the word introductory wounded somebody's pride. Ready to join an experienced group? You are ready when you can explain the shared goal, execute 4+1 without interleaving distinguished location from region, and ask for help resolving an unfamiliar card. You do not need to memorize all objectives. Tell the host you are learning and ask which difficulty they plan to use. Rules. Zeman Games Rulebook, pp. 21, Publisher PDF hosted by Nastal. EO. Kenji says, the aim of a first game is not to prove you were already an expert, it is to make the second game irresistible. Sleeves, inserts, and table comfort. Buy for this box, play once with the supplied components before upgrading. Then identify the actual friction, bent cards, slow sorting, an awkward table surface or transport. A product should fix one of those problems. A second dice tower does not fix the first game's rules teach. 2 card sizes, not one generic sleeve, pack the Riker game-specific kit specifies 74 cards at 64 by 89 and 97 at 79 by 120, plus spare sleeves. That is a manufacturer compatibility claim for its kit, not a claim that we measured your copy. The publisher's product page lists 72 player cards, while the publisher's rulebook on page 2 and sleeve supplier list 74. Check your actual printing and count before buying generic packs. Oversized character, objective, and shadow cards do not fit ordinary trading card sleeves. Organizers must match the exact game and sleeve thickness. The game Tamer Fate of the Fellowship insert describes 11 removable trays and support for sleeves up to 100 microns. It is third-party equipment, not the game. Check the maker's current fit description, box printing, and sleeve thickness. Double sleeving is not automatically covered by a single sleeve claim. A surface and a safe journey. A full table mat can make cards easier to lift and soften dice noise, but measure the opened board and the surrounding character and deck areas before choosing one. A narrow magic playmat is not a complete surface for this game. For transport, protect the box corners and keep the tower parts from carrying the weight of other components. A general board game bag needs internal dimensions and padding, not just a flattering photograph. These maker links document compatibility. They are not claims that Puzzlewick belongs to those affiliate programs. Our purchase buttons name the actual approved merchant. When a suitable product cannot be verified, we describe the requirement rather than substituting an unrelated item. 1. Useful organizer, not 3 compulsory purchases for a modest sorting upgrade. GameGenics token silo convertible has 9 removable trays in 3 sizes. Put the pieces you reach for most in separate trays and return them as units after play. For a premium multi-game accessory, the token's lair has 4 removable magnetic drawers and a cover that becomes a dice tray. That is a handling upgrade, not a required replacement for the included tower. The simpler token holder is a compact click-lock box for a small component group. None is a fitted fate of the fellowship insert, and we have not established that the entire component set or oversized cards fit inside. Choose one only if it solves your sorting problem. Manufacturer specifications, token silo convertible, tokens layer, token holder. Current product page descriptions checked 30 August 2026. No personal fit test or livestock claim. Why the design feels like Tolkien rather than a pasted-on map in his June 2025 design journal. Matt Leacock explains how the design evolved from military and character combat experiments toward objectives and the struggle between hope and despair. Complex wounds, alternative ring bearers, and numerous location effects were cut or folded into simpler systems. The result places the emotional burden on the journey rather than on winning every encounter. The design also compresses several possible disasters into one shared hope track. That creates room for setbacks and recovery instead of a collection of abrupt, separate loss conditions. Losing a haven hurts badly. It does not automatically end an otherwise viable expedition. Mechanically, that keeps the team considering trade-offs. Thematically, it asks how much discouragement the journey can withstand. That is the central buying argument for me. Not merely a familiar map, but a cooperative system organized around the importance of a small mission within a much larger war. The artwork is credited to Corey Godby, with map work by Jared Blando. This guide's documentary images show the real product. Puzzlewick's imaginative curator scenes are separately labeled. For a different sort of planning puzzle, compare our Terraforming Mars guide. For more cooperative and strategy choices, explore the board game library. Those are alternatives, not expansions for Fate of the Fellowship. The glossary you can actually use during a turn pandemic system, a cooperative design family in which limited player actions confront an escalating automated threat. This game has its own rules. Hope the team's shared survival track. Zero means immediate defeat. Threat, rate the number of shadow cards drawn during the shadow phase. Location, a named stop on the map, where characters and troops meet. Region, a larger map area used by Nazgul, the Eye, and region-dependent actions. Haven, a refuge that supports prepare and changes particular dice results. It can fall. Shadow, stronghold, a location the team may capture by meeting the requirements and paying 3 valor. Search, a danger check for Frodo, using black search dice and its own mitigation rules. Attack, a player action that moves the Eye and starts a battle using friendly troop count. Quarterbacking, one player making everybody else's decisions. Give advice without confiscating another person's turn. Action efficiency, getting several useful results from limited actions, such as escorting a character and troops on the same journey. Final verdict. Kenji's verdict: this is a compelling fit for a group that wants to solve a difficult journey together. Start with one complete box and a modest difficulty. Learn the difference between saving the board and finishing the mission. Spend resources on the threats that matter. Leave space for every player to contribute. The most impressive turn may be the one that makes somebody else's next turn possible. Frequently asked questions: is Fate of the Fellowship a complete standalone game? Yes. The Z-Man Games base box contains the cooperative game, dice, objectives, characters, and cardboard dice tower. Other Lord of the Rings games and accessories are not required. How many players can play Fate of the Fellowship? The publisher lists 1 to 5 players, ages 14 plus, and 60 to 150 minutes. Solo uses dedicated rules, allow extra time for a first teach. Can the bonus action happen before the 4 actions? Yes. In normal multiplayer, the other character's single action can happen before or after the 4 action block. It cannot interrupt that block. Does Frodo search when another character carries him? Frodo's travel rule still applies when he takes part in somebody else's travel action. The current player spends 1 stealth or rolls a search at the destination, in addition to any special path cost. What is the difference between attack and a shadow battle? A player attack moves the Eye and uses friendly troop count to choose 1 to 3 battle dice. A shadow-triggered battle uses shadow troop count, capped at 3, and does not move the Eye. which shadow card back decides the action. After drawing a shadow card, red the newly exposed top card back on the remaining deck. Red flag selects the drawn card's advance half. Black banner selects its reinforce half. Special cards use their own text. Does capturing a stronghold cancel its whole shadow card? Number it stops the normal reinforcement at the captured location, but the card's other order still resolves. How do you destroy the ring? Complete the other objectives, bring Frodo to Mount Doom and spend 5 resistance. Resolve a final search including an extra die for each missing hope, capped at 7 dice. At least one hope must remain to win. Does running out of player cards end the game immediately? Not as a separate loss condition. Lose one hope for every card you are required to draw but cannot. The game ends in defeat if hope reaches 0. Can you trade symbol tokens through fellowship? Number fellowship transfers an eligible region card between different players with co-located characters. It does not transfer symbol tokens. What changes in solo prepare? In solo, the character must be at a haven in the region named on the discarded card. Normal multiplayer prepare does not require that region match. Do ordinary trading card sleeves fit everything? Number the game has 2 card sizes. Riker's dedicated kit specifies 74 cards at 64 by 89 and 97 at 79 by 120. Check your printing, actual counts, and sleeve specifications before buying generic packs.